seeing it for the first time, it was just mind blowing. It was just I think I cried for like the first 10 minutes, honestly. I was like, man, this is you know, just the feeling of nostalgia, you know, just being able to see like the journey that we embarked on in the past and like seeing where we are now, it was just so mind blowing.
And it was, and seeing for me as a native of Huntsville, seeing my hometown depicted, I was like, oh, there's the Space and Rocket Center, and there's I know where that is, I know where they are. But I have a couple of friends who went to Johnson High School, but this was the most inside view I'd ever seen of Johnson. And we know that Johnson is no longer with us. You graduated from Jemison, didn't you?
Yeah, we graduated from Jemison.
Okay, both Jalen and Jaquan graduated from Jemison High School. And I don't want to give away the ending, because you kind of want to watch the... I want to ask you what you're up to now, but I think you should probably watch the documentary to know that it y'all did okay.
Yeah.
So tell me how you got involved in this project.
I feel like I get that question all the time. People ask, like, how are you in the movie? I just tell them I was in the right place at the right time. I just so happened to be, like, wrestling for Johnson's wrestling team at the right time. And that's just, you know, that's just the way it worked out. I was just being the person I was being at the time. And that's how I came to be in a film and the character that I am in the film. So.
And what about you, Jaquan?
Actually, at first, I actually did not want to be in the film. Scrib, he had came up to me. And
now, Scrib's like, your coach.
Yeah, he's my former coach.
Yeah.
Came up to me, asked me, did I want to be in a movie? And I was like, a movie? No. Over time, he kept bugging me. And then once the cameras got there, I was like, you know what? I can do this. And that's just how I went. At first, it was annoying because Sinise was in my face with the camera, like, at every moment of my life. Even at my house, I go out to get something to eat. I'm at school. I'm like, oh, my God, I should never did this.
Oh, yeah.
I always wondered about that. Yeah.
And there's 650 hours of footage. If you could see some of that footage, like, oh, they got us. They got every moment of our, like, full season from, what was that, October all the way up until May when they saw the senior graduate. They saw everything.
Yeah.
I see y'all waking up in the morning getting your breakfast and see the moms and relatives and everybody. How did you get used to it? At what point did you realize, okay, I can live with these people in my face?
Halfway through the season for me, I'd say. Around December time, when we went to the Mortimer Jordan tournament, that's when I got pretty used to it. So I was like, they're going to be here regardless, so I might as well just get used to it.
Yeah, for me, I think it was just, they just saw me at like one of my lowest points. And, you know, at that point, it's just like, you know, they're getting this, like, how much more, you know, lower can they get? Or, like, well, you know, this is a film. There's going to be some down moments. So when they got me in my, like, down, like, worst moment, it was just, they're going to be here for a while. I have to accept it. They're going to catch everything, so.
Yeah, and I thought you handled it with such grace.
Yeah.
It was just an amazing thing to see. And I was telling Jalen and Jaquan before we got started, about halfway through watching this documentary, I started thinking, this can't be a documentary because these performances are so compelling and these children are so beautiful. They must be Hollywood actors. There's no way these kids are from Huntsville, but you are. And you're doing okay so far. Okay, we can go ahead and say that you did graduate.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Well, yeah, that was another scene. So my son graduated from that same auditorium for a couple of years before. Now, is there a scene that's not in the documentary that you wish there was?
Man. You know, like you were saying, like, you know, we have to be like great actors, but I think there was a scene that season. I think we were at a tournament, and you know, I was a kind of immature guy at that point.
You were in high school, okay? We'll cut you some slack.
Yes. You know, we were at this tournament, and I was trying to get everybody to try this Greek yogurt, and you know, nobody wanted to try it. I thought it was nasty, but I thought maybe somebody else would like it. So I'm trying to get all my friends to try it, and I approach Scrib, and I tell him, you know, try this yogurt, and he's like, no, you know, like, you know, sit down. And I'm just like, I'm a kid, so I'm just continuing to push his buttons. Mm-hmm. I'm like, here, man, try this yogurt. Then eventually, like, he slaps the yogurt out of my hand, and it, like, splashes in my face. It's all in my eyes. It's all over wrestling mats. We shut down a tournament for, like, maybe 5 to 10 minutes so they can clean up Greek yogurt over mats. So, like, you know, I'm digging, like, yogurt out of my eyes for, like, you know, maybe a solid couple seconds. I throw it in the Scrib's face. Immature scene, but after I look back, it was pretty funny. And, you know, our team, we had our ups and our downs, but we all made it, you know, the best in the end. We learned from it.
Now, were you burrito guy?
I was. I am. I love it. I love food too much. That's my problem.
I know Jaquan had to work extra hard because to overcome his love of burritos.
Yes, that was me, like, every tournament.
There's a lot of laughs. There's some high points. There's some low points. There are some points that are difficult to watch. And yeah. I can't imagine, you know, just me as a casual observer feeling the pain, what it was like for you to be there. Okay, let's just say when the cops pull you over.
Just thinking, like, as I think being on camera, like, you can't act. Like, that's not an act. Like, this is real life that, you know, is going on. Like, for me, it was just when the cops stopped me, I just, honestly, I just had to be myself. And it's not even, like, acting out for a camera. It's just, like, I have to be smart. Like, I'm a black man in, like, South Alabama. So I can't, you know, try too much. So that's why at that point, I'm not the spoiler. I just, you know, I had to shut my mouth and I just had to accept the situation for what it was. But, you know, like, it's not an act. Like, I just really have to be mindful of, you know, where I'm at. So. Mm-hmm.
But things worked out for everybody, for the most part.
Yeah, I actually had a woman pull me over. I was actually leaving Jamario's house. It was actually his birthday. And I had got pulled over because he said my taillight or something was out. And I didn't even get a ticket for my taillight, you know. She, So I'm like, all right. And she just wanted to arrest me. I was like, oh, all right. So I had to go through this. I thought they was going to have, like, the entire scene in there, like, when I was speaking with the cop. And I was like, wow. Really, Sinise and Susanna, they was just standing over recording. And I was like, yeah, we can't make this up. this is real.
Oh, and your mama's a superstar, too. Russell will run through the 13th. We're hoping that they'll extend the run. It's at the AMC Classic Theater on Old Monrovia. Jalen, what do you want people who walk out of the theater after seeing Russell, what do you want them to know?
If I really think about what I want people to know, I just think about, you know, them just being aware of the situations that go on in North Huntsville, because, you know, sometimes you look at the media, WHNT, WAFF, you know, you look at those different news outlets and, you know, you maybe get like a flawed look or, you know, maybe like, from some of those reporters, there's like a bias towards how they give the story. But for, you know, Susanna, Lauren, Tanisha, all the cameramen, the executive producers, you know, Micheline, they came not knowing anything about Huntsville or North Alabama. So I feel like they give like a very, you know, great description of the lives, like, you know, just four students. But those four stories connect with so many, like, North Huntsvillians. So, like, for me, I just hope that they're aware of, you know, what's going on, because I feel like, you know, very often in the news, like, we don't get the most clear picture, you know.
Now, there was that great story about the band kids from Jemison who all got scholarships.
Yeah.
That's the stuff I want to hear
about. You know, like, sometimes you just don't get, you know, there's going to be bad things, but in all, like, if you can understand, like, why these things are going on, and I feel like through the documentary, just seeing how our lives go, you will understand, like, why things the way they are, and, you know, just through the awareness, I hope that they can, you know, somehow assist in North Huntsville in some way, you know, through Jemison, through the wrestling team, you know, just some kind of awareness that makes them act upon North Huntsville differently.
What about you, Jaquan?
For me, I just mainly want the youth to understand that, like, even if they get in trouble and things don't go their way, they still have hope and they can still achieve the things that they want to achieve. Like, you all will see basically all the things that I've went through in my life, or a lot of the things that I went through in my life, and I'm still achieving. You know, you shouldn't let one thing stop you from doing what you love to do, and just stay determined and focused.
And how has this documentary, has it changed your life in any way?
It's, you know, every time I think about the film, it's just like, my kids are going to see this. My kids are going to see this, you know. Like, it's just... just something else, just so mind-blowing. Like, this is something that's going to be here for eternity. Like, you know, we read the Bible, and that was made, you know, 80, BC, 1,000, you know, however many years you want to put on it. But that's crazy. This is going to live on forever, and this is going to affect, like, so many lives. Like, not even just in North Huntsville, but...
everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Do you agree, Jaquan?
I do.
How has it changed your life?
It's changed my life because now... it's like people, like, can actually, like, see what we went through and stuff, and like they'd be like when I was at South Alabama, everyone, and when I was telling them about it, they didn't believe me. Then I actually got it just made it I guess I got a little cool points with it.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, like, being in school. Like, I've mentioned it a little bit, but I think when we premiered it in San Francisco, California, like, I had to tell my, you know, my professors about it. And I didn't tell any of my classmates. I maybe told some of my closest friends, but I got back and I had to do like a presentation. And my professor was just like, "Well, Jalen, do you want to tell the class like why you left for California?" And I was like, "Oh man, you know, I didn't really like, you know, it's cool to be in a movie, but I kind of wanted to like let it set in at the right time." But, you know, like, It's cool. It's so cool being in a film. Like, this is not something that you imagine. Yeah. You know, this is, like I said, it's going to stick with you forever. People are going to see this everywhere.
Yeah, so what was it like being in the theater with a live audience watching it?
I was shocked by the standing ovation we had got. I was like, wow, they really loved this movie. I loved it, but of course, you know, I'm going to like, because I'm in it and I'm like seeing all this happen. But we got a standing ovation and it was like nice.
Yeah, also like I think when we were in San Francisco for the premiere, it was also shown in like a film class in some elementary or middle school. And it's not even that, it's just connecting with adults. Like Jaquan was saying, it connects with the youth. Like we are just in the classroom and like we're just being normal people. And, going, you know, as crazy. The kids are walking in, they're like jaw dropping, like, oh, like yeah, they just can't believe that they're seeing like, you know, movie stars, you know, like we're kind of like superheroes to them. So like, it's just so cool. It's so cool, you know, the publicity it gets and just, you know, how it, you know, feels over people to see the movie.